impression, right shoulder, non-specific injury. With no structural abnormalities, period. Paragraph number 2, left knee. Left knee, non-specific injury, status post, unindicated, left knee arthroscopic surgery, period, paragraph, discussion, the right shoulder. The claimant was reportedly involved in a motor vehicle accident. There are no details of the mechanism of injury in the provided review, correction in the provided records, period. The reviewed images, correction, the paragraph, the right shoulder MRI was reviewed by this examiner, period. This demonstrates no structural abnormalities, period. Two MRIs demonstrate no tears of the rotator cuff or labrum, period. There was no significant osseous or cartilaginous correction. The osseous and cartilaginous structures were normal, period. The only finding was tendonitis of the rotator cuff, period. This is not a traumatic condition and usually a condition of overuse or degeneration, period. Paragraph. There was no records provided as to the treatment for this condition, period. However, it is usually treated with physical therapy and anti-inflammatory medications, period. The time for resolution of rotator cuff tendonitis is approximately 6 to 8 weeks, period. Paragraph right, left knee. The claimant underwent left knee arthroscopic surgery by Dr. McMahon on June 21, 2022, period. This took place 1 year and 3 months after the alleged accident, period. Paragraph, the claimant had two MRIs of her left knee performed, performed, period. The first MRI of October 27, 2020 did not reveal any meniscal tearing, period. The independent review of the same study by this examiner demonstrated no abnormalities, period. The second MRI was performed on December 17, 2020 at Kobe Radiology and read by Dr. Kobe, period. The study was read as having a tear of the inferior articular surface of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, period. Additionally, a chondral defect and incomplete tear of the inferior articular surface of the body of the lateral meniscus was read, period. Partial tearing of the anterior cruciate ligament and of the lateral collateral ligament was noted by Dr. Kobe, period. Paragraph. Independent review of this MRI by this examiner revealed mild anteromedial soft tissue edema, period. There were no medial meniscus tears or lateral meniscus tears, period. There was mild chondromalacia of the medial femoral condyle of the left knee, period. paragraph. A series of images were available for review from the arthroscopic surgery performed by Dr. McMahon on on June 21st, 2022 period. His procedures performed were left knee arthroscopy, partial lateral meniscectomy, synovectomy, chondral shaving, and injection of the left knee period. The color images, which were reviewed, did not demonstrate any meniscal tearing of both the medial or the lateral meniscus period. The visualized images demonstrate shaving of what appears to be a normal meniscus of the left medial meniscus of the left knee period. The medial femoral condyle demonstrates chondromalacia, which is being debrided, period. Paragraph. The claimant underwent a surgical procedure that was not medically necessary, period. There were no structural abnormalities on the review of the MRIs that were available for review, period. The pre-existing degenerative changes or chondromalacia of the knee is not traumatic by nature, period. There were no lesions that could be surgically treated based on the MRI, period. Therefore, the surgical treatment of the left knee was not necessary, period. Degenerative conditions of the knee, such as chondromalacia, treated with physical therapy and anti-inflammatory medications, period. The resolution of this condition is usually 6 weeks, period.